It's rare to see fat bodies positively portrayed in the media. I think fat is conceived as monstrous because we're taught these things from a very early age. Monsters and ogres and people who threaten you and people that you should be afraid of.
Her curse is that she has to be a fat lady. Her curse is that she looks like me. And I'm supposed to show that to my kids. I'm supposed to show that to my kids and have them internalize that narrative. No. Scooby-Doo, you're dead to me.
That is from a new documentary called Fatitude. It will air for one night in Boise next Wednesday evening, and it brings to light the discrimination that we see in our country against overweight people. The movie explores the fact that overweight people, on average, earn less than equally qualified thin people. And in fact, one in three doctors associate fat bodies with dishonesty and poor hygiene. The goal of this movie, it is simple, to share a message of acceptance of all body types. Here in Idaho, body image activist Amy Pence Brown is sharing that message and providing a space for women to develop body acceptance with the Boise Rad Fat Collective. Amy joins me live in studio, as well as the director of Fatitude, Lindsay Averill. She joins us live by phone. So I want to thank both of you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
And Lindsay?
Yeah, glad to be here.
Oh, good. There you are on the phone. Amy, I want to start with you. First, tell us about the Boise Rad Fat Collective, if people aren't familiar with it.
Yeah, I started it almost 5 years ago now, and it's actually open to people of all genders, not just women.
Right.
And not just people in Boise. Even though that's the name, that's just the location where I live. So I started it here. You don't even have to be fat to join. You do have to be rad, as in radical.
I like
open-minded
that.
And feminist. And I started it as a safe space on the internet when I needed one about 5 years ago to share body positive links and news articles and personal stories in both a scholarly and academic and positive way. It started with about 8 people I knew locally and had only grown to about 30 people until I did the stand in the market in a black bikini and a blindfold about 2.5 years ago.
And that went viral across the world. And then all of a sudden you have what, 2,000?
I have 2,000 and I have capped it at 2,000. I'm doing something extraordinary on social media and not trying to get as many fans and followers as I can, but keeping
it. What a concept.
Yes, a small, safe space where we share lots of private things and amazing things, and it's truly one of the most positive spaces on the internet. We also meet in real life. For those of us that do live in Boise, about half of the 2,000 members are Idahoans, and we do lots of meetups. We do chunky dunks, which are fun and radical term for pool parties,
right?
With all sorts of bodies. We do plus size clothing swaps. We do activism in the form of marches and other activities. We have a feminist radical reads book club, and we bring movies, amazing movies to town.
Because your group is bringing Fatitude to town for the one night showing on May 30th. And Lindsay, I want to bring you into the conversation, you being the director of Fatitude. In my intro, I talked about the discrimination that's faced by overweight people. Tell me a little bit more about that. I personally believe that this is one of the last accepted forms of discrimination in our country.
Well, I don't usually like to say last accepted form because I actually think that our country accepts a lot of forms
well,
of prejudice.
Well, that's true. That's
right?
True.
Right? So I like to say that it's one that goes unchecked on a regular basis. So we don't, you know, when you're standing in a room and you're sort of making a fat joke while there aren't very many people that are going to step up and be like, that's totally not cool. Right? So it's one of the spaces where we just don't even notice that we have a prejudice. Right. So that's we like to look at it that way, that it's unchecked. Fatitude itself actually really takes a very strong look at how the media creates this prejudice. So we do have some statistics and data in the film, but what we're really doing is looking at media images and lots of them and how these media images reinforce our negative understandings of larger bodies.
And what are some of the examples that you heard while making the film about, you know, that idea of things going unchecked or even the media itself? Because I assume when you say media, you're looking at all forms of media.
Yeah, I mean, we tend to look at visual media most of the time. Mm-hmm. But specifically, I don't know if you know this or not, but Fatitude was a terribly targeted by trolls on the internet. And so when we first came on the scene, we released this trailer that is really just kind of almost a, I feel like it's a really like a sing-songy kind of like, hey, check it out. Mm-hmm. There's prejudice in the world and we need to change it.
And we need to talk about it.
Yeah, and absolutely we need to talk about it. And we had an intense backlash of personal death threats and sort of terrifying stuff come at us because people were so offended that we were saying people who live in fat bodies have a right to exist.
Can I would like to pose this question to both of you. Do you see the discrimination for overweight people in both genders, or is it different for women versus men? I ask that question because I tend to see that sometimes, that women get such backlash for being overweight. We don't seem to see it as much with men. Not to say that that doesn't matter, but is that your experience?
There's actually data on this, right? So the Rudd Center, which is at UConn now, has done studies about how severe prejudice is living in a larger body. And for women, living in a larger body is on par with living in a body of color, right? So and for men, it's just below it. So when they're ranking the way that we experience prejudice, it's the number two way women experience prejudice, and it's the number three way men experience prejudice. So there is a variation there. You know, women are experiencing more intensely, and I think that has a lot to do with a sexist world, right? Mm-hmm. So the world is more focused on women's bodies as how we appreciate them.
I'm speaking with body image advocate Amy Pence Brown and filmmaker Lindsay Averill, director of Fatitude, which will be showing Wednesday, May 30th at the Flix in Boise. And I believe there are still tickets available. I looked online, right, Amy?
Yes. I think there might be about 50
okay.
left.
So if you want to get that. But Amy, I want to go back to what we were talking about with that difference with men and women. Is that consistent with your own experience? And I do know even when you went viral, the trolls that came after you. So there was such love surrounding that. But you had a whole backlash as well.
Yes. I agree with Lindsay's assessment, and of course, all of those studies that have been done mm-hmm. about people of all genders, you know, experiencing size discrimination in extraordinary ways. Certainly, women, like Lindsay said, have a long history of their bodies being scrutinized and being political bodies. Personally, yes, much like Fatitude, I continue to have trolls and backlash against my work, my voice, my activism, my attempt to use social media and media as a powerful tool. We're lucky to have that in our hands mm-hmm. now to be able to make change, much like Fatitude is doing.
And you make no apologies for who you are. Do you think that's also part of it?
Definitely. I think definitely people do feel threatened by a woman who takes up space and makes no apologies for that and has a voice and ideas that may be less socially acceptable, less part of the status quo, mm-hmm. and in a body that she loves, that I love, speaking of myself in third person, and that I think is has every right to be here and to be happy as I am right now. And I do think that's very threatening for a lot of people.
And what is the hope of bringing Fatitude to Boise? Because as you said, this isn't just for people within the Rad Fat Collective. This is something that's open. Anyone can come and see this and experience this documentary.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of people coming that are not members of mm-hmm. the Rad Fat Collective, of all body shapes and sizes and genders. And the film does a great job of bringing all those kinds of bodies and representation into the film as well. And I always think it's a great way to bring, I love to teach in all forms. So speaking and social media and through books or writing and film is a really powerful and fun way that people mm-hmm. can learn new things. And I'll be introducing the film and speaking and introducing the movement, giving a little bit of history behind it for about 15 minutes prior to the documentary starting. It's about 90 minutes, and then it'll be followed by a Q&A That I'll also be hosting. There are often lots of questions that come up, like you're asking, you know, today, that I think will be great. And having that one-on-one or 169 of us in that theater talking about these things can really, really be powerful and make a big difference locally.
And what is the hope of that? Is to just have a conversation to let people know, like, you know, you're just, we all look different, right? I mean, but there are more similarities than differences. And I know that sounds, you know, fairly simple, but those are the things we teach our kids.
Right. I think there's a lot of deep concepts that are broached in the film about bias and fat phobia. And media, like Lindsay said, what we consume and how we can look at that more critically and examine our own prejudice and our own bias and make sort of radical change on a personal level that will translate to our kids or our friends or family.
Well, I appreciate both of you talking to me today. Body image advocate Amy Pence Brown and filmmaker of Fatitude, Lindsay Averill. Thank you so much for coming in today, both of you. Again, if you would like to see Fatitude, one night showing May 30th at the Flix in Boise.